In 4 weeks, Detroit will choose a new mayor. Some people are saying this is a fairly meaningless exercise. After all, everything is now controlled by emergency manager Kevin Orr, or, and federal bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes. Within a year, city council will regain the power to take back control of Detroit for itself and the mayor. By that time, or soon after, the bankruptcy too should be over. So, who the mayor is and what he does will matter, perhaps more than ever. This already has been one of the most stunning elections in Detroit history. Mike Duggan, a white politician who's lived mostly in Livonia, moved back to Detroit to run for mayor last year. When he was kicked off the primary ballot due to a technicality, he launched a write-in campaign. Few gave Duggan much chance at first, but he won by a landslide. Though there were 14 names on the ballot, a majority of everyone who voted wrote in Mike Duggan's name. 4 weeks from now, the voters will choose between Duggan and Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon, a cheerful, likable man who was once the city's top cop. Though Duggan beat him in the primary, general elections are different. Ask Freeman Hendricks, who 8 years ago scored a solid primary win, only to be beaten by Kwame Kilpatrick in November. But something happened yesterday that may make the choice a lot easier. Elections should be about competing visions of the future. Napoleon has now done two things that make it clear his campaign is a blast from the past. First, he asked Crystal Crittenden to be his deputy mayor if he wins. Crittenden is the city's former corporation counsel who played havoc with Mayor Dave Bing's desperate attempts to stave off state control and bankruptcy through a consent agreement. She aligned herself with those who stubbornly refused to recognize reality, who claimed no outsiders could have anything to say about Detroit and Detroiters, except perhaps to give city leaders money with no strings attached. She said the consent agreement was illegal, and she had to be slapped down again and again by judicial rulings before city council at last allowed the mayor to fire her. Having obstructed attempts to deal with reality as long as she could, Crittenden then ran for mayor, but got barely 5% of the vote. That Napoleon wants her to help run the city speaks volumes. Napoleon did something else last night. He announced a more than $3 billion neighborhood revitalization plan that would include 7 major new shopping centers. The fact that there's no money to build them, no realistic prospect that there ever will be any, didn't seem to bother him at all. The sheriff also said he was going to get Ambassador Bridge owner Maddie Maroon to turn the wreck of the abandoned train station into a retail, residential, and entertainment complex. It would be more realistic to promise every child a pony. There's nothing wrong with big dreams, but Detroit today is paying a horrible price for decades of failing to face reality. Recovery has to start with leadership that will tell people the truth.